You're listening to the World Health Organization podcast, Evidence in Action, Episode 1. I'm your host, Jamie Guerra. Welcome. In this episode, we focus on the outbreak of Zika virus, which has been reported in dozens of countries around the world from 2015 onwards. We find out what epidemiology is and how it can help solve some of the mysteries around Zika virus transmission and the rare but serious neurological disorders associated with it, in particular, Guillain-Barré syndrome and microcephaly. Today, we're talking to Dr. Chris Dye, Director, Strategy, Policy, and Information at WHO, and then to Dr. Mariano Salazar Castellón, who is the WHO representative in Cabo Verde. Dr. Dye, what exactly is epidemiology?
Epidemiology is the study, the investigation of diseases at the level of populations. And the questions we're addressing is, what's the abundance of a kind of illness in the population? How is it distributed? Who is it affected? Who is affected by it? It's looking at health problems at the level of populations, as distinct from what clinicians typically do, which is looking at infections, illnesses, one patient at a time. Of course, the two complement each other.
In October 2015, Brazil reported an unusual increase in babies born with microcephaly, a rare condition where a baby has a head size much smaller compared with other babies of the same age and sex. There seemed to be a strong association in time and place between the infection with Zika virus and the rise in microcephaly. Were you surprised?
This was more than surprising. This was hugely shocking to the public health community worldwide. And the question arose, why was this happening now, apparently being caused by a virus which had been known for more than half a century, and that virus had largely been associated with mild forms of illness, mild forms of fever, mild forms of rash. It was a virus we knew about, but not a virus that we knew could cause such significant damage, particularly in young children.
Brazil had also observed an unusual increase in people with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare condition in which people's immune system attacks their nerves and which can lead to near total paralysis. Did that rise in Guillain-Barré syndrome happen at the same time as the rise in microcephaly?
There was an increase in Guillain-Barré in association with Zika virus. And then about 6 to 9 months later, we saw the consequences of this virus in children being born to mothers who had been infected with the virus in northeastern Brazil.
This epidemiological link prompted WHO to look into the evidence for a causal link between Zika virus infection, brain abnormalities at birth, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. In May 2016, WHO said there was scientific consensus that Zika virus is a cause of microcephaly and Guillain-Barré syndrome. In September, after a systematic review of scientific literature, WHO confirmed the causality link. Do you think that WHO has to wait for conclusive evidence before taking action in an outbreak?
We know that if we're faced with a serious epidemic, we have to take action sooner, not later. And so in WHO, an important role that we have is in assessing the evidence base as it is being built and deciding what course of action we can justify as the evidence builds. We drew the conclusion very early on that whilst we didn't have absolute proof about the relationship between Zika virus and neurological disorders, we had enough evidence to take action.
One of the actions WHO took was to declare the events a public health emergency of international concern on the 1st of February 2016. This helped expedite the response to Zika on an international scale. What other actions did WHO take to help prevent birth defects resulting from Zika virus infection during pregnancy?
Taking action means making women, particularly who face pregnancy or who are in the stages of pregnancy, to be aware of the risks of this illness, to recognize the early signs of it, to protect themselves from being bitten by mosquitoes. We alerted national mosquito control authorities that they should put more effort into mosquito control.
Thank you, Dr. Dye, for helping us understand the links between Zika virus infection, microcephaly, and Guillain-Barré syndrome better.
Pleasure.
Zika virus was identified for the first time 70 years ago in monkeys in Uganda, But it was only in October 2015 that Cabo Verde saw its first outbreak of Zika virus infection, this time bringing grave consequences, in particular, microcephaly. Dr. Castillon, you are the WHO representative in Cabo Verde. How did you find out about Zika outbreak in Cabo Verde?
As usual, the country office works closely with the Ministry of Health and Social Security to follow up on the epidemiological situation and also on the potential epidemics that the country may face. But in fact, this Zika epidemic in the country took us all by surprise. We were looking for dengue, and while looking for dengue, we found Zika instead.
By the start of February 2016, local transmission of Zika virus had been reported from more than 20 countries in the Americas. The Zika outbreak was underway in Cabo Verde. The WHO Director General declared the increase in microcephaly and Guillain-Barré syndrome cases associated with Zika virus infection a public health emergency of international concern. How did WHO, and in particular the WHO Regional Office for Africa, in short, AFRO, help Cabo Verde respond to the outbreak?
After the epidemic was declared a public health emergency of international concern, our region, AFRO, immediately sent to our country a multi-professional team which designed the national response, which was a great contribution to the Ministry of Health in Cabo Verde. Because with the support of the African region, we developed a plan for preparedness, response, and recovery for the Zika virus outbreak and the risk of the other arboviruses in Cabo Verde.
To date, genetic tests on Zika viruses currently circulating worldwide have identified mainly two major branches in the Zika virus family tree, the African lineage and the Asian lineage. Which lineage has been identified in Cabo Verde?
Our hypothesis was based on a fact, which is the lineage of the virus in Cabo Verde, which is the Asian lineage, the one that has been internationally linked to microcephaly and other congenital malformations, as well as with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Zika virus is primarily transmitted by Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. Zika virus may be imported by a traveler infected with Zika virus into an area that may have that mosquito, but no Zika virus transmission at that point in time. If bitten by local Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, an infected traveler can transmit the virus to the mosquito, which transmits the virus onto other people when biting them, and so on. Is that a reason that we see the Asian lineage of Zika virus in Cabo Verde, the same virus that invaded Brazil and which is linked to the neurological complications?
The mobility of people between the two countries, there are traders, students, vacations, tourism, a constant coming and going between Brazil and Cabo Verde, I believe was an important factor for the introduction of the Asian virus in Cabo Verde and triggered the outbreak in our country. In addition, Cabo Verde also has a relationship with Angola, although less close, which has now also shown cases of Zika, as well as a relationship with Guinea-Bissau, where the variant of the lineage has already been identified. In Guinea-Bissau, the lineage has been identified as the African one.
Thank you, Dr. Castillon, for explaining to us some aspects of Zika virus epidemiology in Cabo Verde.
Thank you so much.
WHO's experience over 2016 has shown that Zika virus infection and the associated neurological complications represent a long-term public health challenge. Among others, it requires continued monitoring of trends of Zika infections and related health complications. The next podcast episode will look at the long-term management of microcephaly. In particular, we will hear from Dr. Vanessa van der Linden, who in 2015 was the first doctor to make the connection between Zika and babies born with microcephaly. Stay tuned for another episode of Evidence in Action. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Zika and complications on who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Jamie Guerra in Geneva.